Hello and welcome to the Bilbcast. This is a very special extra episode. The Bilbcast is a very relaxed, very happy podcast that's simply just our good boy purring. This time, and because it's such a difficult time for so many right now, I asked listeners to send in messages to you, other listeners. Some were addressed to Bilbo and I, but the majority are for you. I'll read them out over Bilbo's purring from episode 3. My name is Ellen Murray, and my cat is called Bilbo, a big orange boy who has tens of thousands of friends online. You can find out more about Bilbo at his website, www.bilbo.cat. You can support the production of this podcast from a few dollars a month at bilbo.cat/support. Today's Patreon supporter of the episode is Chloe Miller. Thanks for your support. Also, thanks to every one of you who have supported Bilbo and I's new book about human rights, love and kindness, How to Be a Good Boy. We're well on our way, and you can get yours at bilbo.cat/book. One or two piece, whatever you prefer. Thanks to the Rubber Bandits for the use of our theme song, Boyzone. Like always, the podcast will fade out slowly over a few minutes, in case you want to listen to this quietly and want to come back from that gently. Bilbo will be purring while he sits on my lap, as he gets gentle pets and held lovingly. It's the sound of a much-loved son, a high-quality man, a happy boy. And without further ado, welcome to the Boy Zone.
It's a zone for boys. You'll only find boys inside the Boy Zone.
Zone full of boys, a zone with boys in it. You'll never be alone in a zone full of boys. Step into the zone with boys in it. The zone itself is often shaped like a boy, 'cause it's a boy zone. It's a boy zone. There's no girls allowed in the boy zone.
Bilbo, you bring so much joy to me every day. I do not understand how you can be so cute. Keep up the great work, you good boy. Bilbo loves and supports you. Hey Bilbo, just wanted to say I love you, and you remind me of my two orange kitty cats named Mittens and Toby. You are valid and worthy of love, no matter what other messages you get from the world around you. You are worthy of self-compassion and self-love. You've got this. I believe in you. Hey everyone, I know things are hard right now. You have a right to be upset or sad or exhausted. Your feelings are valid. Keep going. You're incredible, and you're capable of amazing things. Make sure to take care of yourself. Do what you need to distract yourself or lessen any anxieties you have right now. It's going to be okay. You're loved and you're valued. Wishing you the best. Love you all. I am so very proud of you and all the ways you get through this. I'm very proud of the community spirit we have all shown with each other, the empathy and helpfulness. And I'm especially proud of you listening, taking care of yourself and living through this, however you're coping. The darker the night, the brighter the stars. We will be okay. Hello, Bilbo Gang. This is a wonderful community built around a very good baboy and around love and support. To everyone in this wonderful community, love, strength, trans rights, solidarity. Remember to be kind to yourself. Notice how brave you are. Always remember, friends, it's okay to ask for help. Each of us can handle only so much, and we owe it to ourselves to seek out whatever help we need, even if it's just asking a friend if they could listen for a bit. We need not carry our burdens alone, and there's no shame in relying on each other. We are all stronger together. I love you all. Listening to the Bilbcast has been great for taking a break, sitting down and focusing, or sleeping. Getting a good night's rest is tough for me personally, and Bilbo, the roundest boy, has helped me more than I could ever imagine. To everyone else who may also be in this situation, all things must end, and we are becoming stronger as people, as a society, and we will get through this. To Ellen and Bilbo, I'd like to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I don't know what I could do without you. You have value as a person. Your government may have offered help to some citizens and not others, but their choices do not reflect your worth. Systemic injustices of government are not the result of any failure on your part. You have value, and I love you, and I hope that you can stay safe in these uncertain times. No matter what's happening in the world, beautiful Bilbo and all of his lovely friends always brighten my day. Whenever I need something to cheer me up, I go on Twitter and chuckle at all of the silly nicknames people give to Bilbo. Knowing that there are nearly 100,000 people following him on Twitter that get to see his lovely round face or hear his latest shenanigans fills me with so much joy. Thank you, Bilbo, for being a beacon of light and dreamies. Now can be a scary time, but it's also a time for all of us to come together. You're loved, appreciated, and deserve to feel as calm as you can. Hello from Mel and George the Cat in Finland. We're thinking of you and loving you right now. Give yourself a hug. You're awesome. Bilbo, you are the luckiest orange boy in all the world. You have a safe, loving home and a wonderful, doting, fantastic mum. Please continue to be a round, good boy and stop punching Ellen's snack time bananas. Love you both. Hello, who and wherever you are, I love you and we will get through this. Stay at home, drink some water, take your meds, and I'll see you on the internet. Hi friends, things may be hard right now, what with what's going on, but I believe we can all get through this. I love you all. Love yourself and let other people love you. You deserve happiness and other good things. I saw a bumblebee yesterday, pollinating flowers. Beautiful and wonderful things are still happening. Thank you for the soft purrs that warm my heart. Sometimes my very own orange boy likes to jump up on my lap and listen with me. Hello. I would like to remind people that feelings are just feelings. They're not good or bad. Don't beat yourself up for whatever you're feeling and just feel it. Everyone is a thread in a tapestry of life, small but not insignificant. You are doing so well right now. Take a deep breath and remind yourself that you are loved. Murphy is a rabbit. He says it's going to be okay. He believes in you. I'm doing my best to take care of myself and others, and I'm so grateful for the people doing the same. I'd like to think that there's a positive connection between people who are caring and thinking about each other, even if it's abstract. It's even stronger if they're doing practical things to help each other, even if that's social distancing. That's practical too, and I'm filled with love. Thanks to Caitlin, Jaden, Cara, Worm Riots, Faith, Stockdew, Morgan, Nouveau Emo, Lizzie, Literary Magic, Alex, Jesse, May, Con, Mel and George, Freya and Freya's Human, Laker, Sonata Augustine, Sarian, Shix Mixtix, Ez and Thomas, Riverchild, KO, Klaatu, Lewis, Nevertheless, and Audrey for all their messages of love, patience, and solidarity. I hope this helps to ground you today, and to make the day a little bit easier, even for a moment. I've also written a message. I'm encouraged that we're thinking about each other and caring for each other. If I could spread the love you show for Bilbo, we'd be rich of heart indeed. I hope this podcast goes just a small way to quieting your sorrow and lifting your heart. With love and solidarity, Ellen and Bilbo.